Hi, I'm Jackie.
And I'm Candace.
Welcome to WTF, Women Talk Finance, a podcast where we take a simplified approach to all things finance, including investing, a topic we believe women don't talk about enough.
We'll be speaking to women from all walks of life whose experience will help us frame some of the issues and challenges that women face every day in business.
Maybe you're starting your own company, thinking about real estate. We'll have experts on the show to talk about what you need to know.
Whether you're in your 20s or your 50s, we want to help you invest in your future, starting today. I'd like to give a quick disclosure before we begin our conversation. This overview is for informational purposes only. We might include some projections, and those should not be relied upon for the purpose of investing. Past performance is not indicative of future results, and any investments we mention are meant for accredited investors only. And any offer can only be considered upon review of a prospectus and relevant offering documentation. So please keep this in mind as we move through this overview, and remember that these are our opinions only.
We are sound speed.
I now know what that means. I didn't on our first episode. They said sound speed, and we were like,
you and I just sat.
What do we do?
They're like, go start.
This is amazing, though. Look what we've just done. We're wrapping season one.
I'm this close to tears right now. Like, they're right here. They're in the chamber, locked and loaded.
Okay, we're gonna talk about why this is such a big deal for us. Personally and professionally, and for the team standing around us that the cameras don't necessarily capture all the time. But first, a massive thank you.
Oh my God. Season one, we're wrapping on season one. Honestly, this is kind of unbelievable to me. You and our production team really pushed this podcast. Like,
on
really,
you. Yes,
really
you did.
Wanted this.
I think we told you were doing it.
I think I was informed. I was not asked. I was informed. And this first season, we have had 16 guests. We have had 33 episodes.
We landed in the top 15% of all podcasts. That's kind of crazy. So a massive thank you, everyone who's been a guest. And truly, from the bottom of my heart, don't want to speak for you, but I know you feel it too. Everyone that's become a listener, people that have commented, people that have supported, we have had so much positive feedback and community start building around this. And personally, the people that approach and say, I've listened to your podcast.
Thank it shocks you. The hell out of me every me single time. And I'm grateful. So grateful. I can't even believe it. So many people I look up to have said they listen to the podcast. And I'm floored every single time. I'm so grateful. This isn't just us sitting around with mics and just like shooting the shit. We have an amazing team.
Yes.
That puts this together.
On all of the platforms. We've got a production team, we've got camera crew, we've got a director, we've got support that helps with all of the social media. And for all the listeners that are leaving comments and emails, we are receiving them and grateful for them, and we're engaging with them. We're responding to those. Thank you for leaving those comments.
We're so excited. We're so excited, and we get a group text together with our production team on the engagement, and you have no idea the like excited calls, and we'll jump on a Teams call and be like, oh my gosh, this went crazy. And we're so happy that this resonated with people.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And we're excited to do it for season two. We're going to keep engaging. Email us, send us comments, let us know what you want to hear. This started out as Women Talk Finance, and it has evolved a little beyond that. Yes, we still cover finance. We're going to do a high-level recap of those 33 episodes that we've fit into a year, which, by the way, producer informed me that the average podcast rolls out 6 to 9 episodes a season. We did 33.
And, like, truly the real heroes of this is our team.
It's true.
There's a lot of editing. I was informed that my face is a tough one.
It's expressive.
Yes. And a lot of big eyes, a lot of eyeball situations. So that gets edited often. So I'm not creeping people out with my obnoxious eyeballs. But the other part that you often don't get to see is how truly enamored we are with our guests. There's actual moments where We are at a loss. Like we're so deep in the conversation.
I think we forget we're doing a podcast. We're like, you're here for us, for our own therapeutic benefit. Of those 33 episodes, our first one was real estate buying with Amy and Michelle.
Oh my gosh. And by the way, it feels kind of like a lifetime ago. Just look at what's happened. And I'm so grateful that one of the first things we did in the podcast was encourage home buyers to meet with a lender and really get that kind of base, right? How important is that understanding of the lending process, the way interest rates have gone, the way housing has gone, for people to understand as the buying market shifts, right?
And the value of establishing those relationships. Remember the value add of talking to a lender first, not just the monetary aspects, which is interesting because that's kind of how the podcast has morphed. Talking about finance led us talking about value in different forms of capital. And we've ended up talking about energetic exchange and social capital and personal value and worth. So more of that coming in season two. We are going to be back with guests that are disruptors, change agents, difference makers, and people that are making an impact in all walks of life. So I'm super excited about that. Let's go through some more of our.
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, the Roe v. Wade episode was definitely a big one that hit people in different ways, right? Like we had a lot of interesting and different feedback, which we appreciate. That was the whole point, was let's dialogue. Have the conversation. Let's have the dialogue. I'm also sitting here going, oh my gosh, that wasn't that long ago. That was so recent. But it's amazing how time works, right? Because you still are going through the motions of life. And so kind of like looking at this year in recap, it's amazing to see that one. That was just a few months ago. Crazy.
We covered how to ask for that raise with Allison Galdon and questions to ask before you accept a job offer. Our guest there was Celeste Johnson. Katie Powell was with us for investing with financial confidence. You and I did ESG investing and then gender lens impact investing.
Yeah, we had Celeste on to also talk about from the C-suite to ownership, which is a huge transition. And especially for women, it was a great conversation to have. We're talking about investing during the pandemic. We're still in it, right? Like yeah. It's an evolving conversation, right? I think other things that are still completely relevant and even becoming more relevant, how to monetize your passion project.
That was our conversation with Kristen Rowell. Yes.
And that brings us to our TikTok. our TikTok has gone.
That one went viral.
That went wild. That was crazy and amazing. And so, I don't know about you, but for me, when I see that something that hit us in the moment when we were having the conversation with somebody resonates with so many other people, because you feel like, oh God, this conversation, it feels great. It's a good conversation. Holy crap, there's a ton of value here. And then to see so many people on TikTok that needed that information that day.
It's validating, because I don't know about you, but I was excited about this project, but also a little scared, especially putting something out there knowing that you could be judged for being silly, for being, you know, not relevant, for being off topic, for all the things.
For being women. We've had those comments.
We did get those comments. Let's
Moving on.
Come back and leave more of those.
Come back.
That was fun. Buddy.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously.
It's so validating, heartwarming, amazing to get that type of feedback when guests are talking about something. We're sitting here nodding our heads going, yeah, that matters to us. And then having the audience and the community come back and go, wow, this was so relevant. This resonated. It affirms what we set out to do. We set out to normalize conversations about money because you and I were having them at work. And we both acknowledge that outside of that sphere, these conversations weren't taking place. So we set out to normalize it based on the feedback we're getting. I'm hoping that we're doing what we set out to do. And thank you to our audience for making that happen.
Yeah, huge. It does, because sometimes they feel like just little micro sessions with just, I mean, obviously incredibly brilliant people. And then to see that other people got to join that conversation, it feels really great to know that that experience was shared. So
And shout out to more of our guests who joined us. We had Kate Shannon. We had Jill Bloom talking about mental health and finances. We had the founder of Alibi, Brooke Markovicius, Winnie Reese of the Creatives Council. Scrolling through. We went through so much content.
It's amazing to like see this kind of as a running list here. We spoke a lot about mental health. We spoke a lot about the power of manifestation, energy, the universe, our roots,
yes,
who we are as people. And I think some listeners were probably like, well, I tuned into this for being, you know, a finance podcast. But I think what shocked us is that how many people related so much to those topics that they found, because I felt so deeply that they are all interrelated. What is finance? It's just this kind of, it's something we put value on. And money is just this, you know, as we've talked before, this exchange of energy, but we put a ton of value on that. And being able to lean into these other conversations and their relationship to that value, that exchange, I think that was really, it was a transformative process for me.
Likewise. I think we'll continue to do that. There are a lot of topics we want to cover yet within finance, starting your own business, talking about money and continuing to, but then broadening the conversation to say, well, where does the confidence to go learn about something new, anything, whether it's finance, investing, where does that confidence come from? That's you and your mental health and how you move through the world and how you relate with those around you. So there is a link. It does relate.
Yeah, for sure. And just to keep going, I mean, we had in the latter part of the season, Nellie Davis.
Wendy DeMonte.
Wendy DeMonte.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Both amazing.
Dr. Tia Mathis Coleman. We actually, like, I think people got money from that episode. It was really neat.
That was the one where she talked about reclaimed property,
yes,
right? Where every state has its own website or place on the website where if you're owed money and the state's been holding it for you, you just request it back. You might get a check in the mail. You got a check in the mail.
I got a check in the mail. Do you remember our studio, though? Like, people were crazy.
There were a lot of us on cell phones, like, quick.
There was like the quick. State was issuing like $1,000 in different checks to us because we all went on and we're like, wait, where's my money at?
We spoke with Isabel Rodriguez Wilson.
It was amazing.
Yeah, she was a boss.
Mind blowing. Amazing. So good. That was definitely one of the ones where I just veggied into that and was like, oh yeah, I gotta drive this conversation.
You call it vegging in. I flat out like geeked out and kind of went into this coma of awe and just kind of stared awkwardly and kind of remembered here and there that we should ask questions and kind of guide the conversation, but mostly was just absorbing awesomeness.
I was in some sort of state of not really in my own body and just in awe. We probably have a lot of footage, more footage than what is useful, of us just sitting heart eye emoji at people.
Let's hope that footage never sees the light of day.
I hope it does.
And pretend it doesn't really exist.
I hope it does. We also had Vanessa Vancor. Her episode just aired, telling your own story, and what a powerful thing to be able to do, right? So we've had a really amazing
season. Yeah, we have. Thank you. Thank you again, everyone, for listening.
We're so
excited. Please come back for more.
Please,
we're going to have a
back.
Season two.
Yes, we're going away for a tiny bit, just for the holiday season. But we will have a couple of little drops of episodes here and there over this
some
break.
Some specials. We'll call them the holiday specials.
Yes, we do. We have some holiday treats, holiday gifts for people.
And they are very, very unique in their own ways and very important. One of them, we're going to be speaking with a gentleman named Ron. We have two men coming on our podcast.
We're on a
big
on a break, and the men are
coming in,
joining the table, and it's awesome.
So Ron has a really unique story, a big story, and he is going to share it with us and also explain how he has essentially taken a lot of pain and converted that into a very purpose-driven project. So we're going to talk through that. We're also going to speak with Dr. Stephen Nicholas, who is a therapist and has done a lot of work around trauma and has integrated a whole new model that is different from the standard suicide prevention model, but is very much focused on an individual's strengths and abilities to manage through anxiety and really kind of overcome any pain and trauma in their life. So especially around the holidays, that could be a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, I think that's why we did that episode, kind of knowing the season was wrapping, but we thought it was still something relevant to get out to people. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also a really stressful time. And for a lot of people, it's not. It's a dark time.
Difficult.
And we know that. And so I think it's going to be a really important special episode for people.
It was one of my favorites to film.
Oh my gosh.
I enjoyed talking with him.
Definitely forgot that I was supposed to be hosting a podcast. I'm pretty sure I handed him my insurance card at the end because that was like, it was a session for me. So I'm so grateful that he took the time to do both of them. I mean, just to come here and do that. Every single one of our guests has been unbelievable. The fact that they take the time to do this with us is so.
And that our listeners are listening. Again, I can't say thank you enough. So we've got content on TikTok, Women TF Podcast. We're now on YouTube. The full sessions are on YouTube with Women TF Podcast. So search that. You can also go to rowcapitalgroup.com. The WTF Podcast has all of our episodes and session notes there. And then what's on our wish list for season two?
We're also on Instagram.
We're on Instagram too.
Yeah.
We're on all the things. Is this where we give out Bryce's personal phone number?
Yes. Call Bryce directly and he will direct you to all of our things.
Season two is going to be really interesting. I think our listeners, our guests we ourselves can see the evolution from our very first episode to, as we sit here today, wrapping season one. And I'm feeling super proud and grateful and excited about season two, which is going to rebrand a little bit just to cover more content. Again, we've had a lot of people reach out asking to be on the show. Thank you. We've had a lot of comments, interaction with our audience. Thank you.
Keep it up. I mean, yeah, we need that. We want that. We're listening. We're working to...
We're noting what people want to talk about, what they want to hear about. So season two is going to work to encompass a lot of that and address the conversations that you guys want to have, address the issues that you want to learn about, hear about, participate in.
Yeah. I agree. And I think there's going to be questions about, there's men on this podcast. It's Women Talk Finance. The intention of the podcast was never to be siloed, that women only talk finance to other women. That was never the intent. It was women need to be having the conversations in
part
general and be part of it. Invite yourself to the table. Talk to people. Be open to those conversations. Don't excuse yourself when you feel like you're not knowledgeable enough or worthy of being at the table or part of the conversation. So that's the point, is the inclusion and having those talks. We have got a pretty solid male listener following, which is amazing. And that's the point. I love the way that this works now, that people can have these conversations from diverse backgrounds on the internet, which is... can be a crazy place, but it is really neat. Some of the things that we get to see in the comment section on our YouTubes, on our TikToks, those are amazing.
So keep listening, write us, ping us, TikTok us. Yeah.
Insta.
Mm-hmm. Insta, email, go to the website. We do hear from you. We want to keep hearing from you. Let us know. Input for season two. We've gotten a lot. And we want more. Let's have it. We also have a wish list for season two. First of all, Bailey Sarian, please be listening. If you're not listening, please start listening. Before we filmed episode one, I was like, do you know Bailey Sarian? We're going to be the next Bailey Sarian. In fact, we were thinking about like what our thing was going to be, because Bailey does Murder. Makeup. Murder Mystery Makeup Mondays. Sana say. I'm not stealing that from
No,
Bailey.
We are totally obsessed with her, though. We love her so much.
To the point where we were like, what's our thing going to be? What should we do? And we threw out some ideas, none of which deserve to even be mentioned here. Luckily, our production team was like, nope, it deserves
to be mentioned. I wanted to Lego and talk finance.
I want it to be known that I would have vetoed that. Let it be known on the record. But our production team said, nope, you're not doing anything. You're just going to talk. So that worked out for us. But
even before that, the way you ployed me into doing this was you were like, we might get big enough that we could meet.
Did I say
Bailey.
That?
That was the very first thing was you were like,
I have a sales side to me. I didn't
you
know.
You totally baited me into this with like, we might meet Bailey. And I was like, shut the front door. Like, there's no way.
Bailey, I might have set it up as like, if we do this right, maybe we could eventually ask Bailey Sarian to be on our podcast. So this is that ask. Bailey, want to come talk to us? Because we look up to you and we love your podcast and what you've done. And
I love
we have all the
she's
questions.
Built. She's incredible. Holy, what a brilliant idea and model. And she has this like, who would have ever thought that that could be a whole business that she created? And it's brilliant. Also, that one will be gimmicky because I propose that if she does do our podcast, we have to follow along and do our makeup.
Oh, dear God. Oh, yes. Okay.
It'll look like two toddlers
who I'll did their like makeup. A straight up clown, and I'm here for it.
I will look like my kids did my makeup, but yes, I think it'd be great.
Who else is on our wish list?
You can't even, I'm going to like cry if I even say her name. I know. Oprah. I'm obsessed in such a deep way with Oprah. It's like not healthy. I am in awe of her. I think she's amazing. And yes, everybody who's listening is like, okay, girl, season two. And you're like, hey, Oprah. Yes, you are exactly correct. I am, because I do believe in the power of putting it out there. So I'm putting it out there. Oprah, if you were like, oh man, I'm waiting for that invitation to come on the WTF Women Talk Finance podcast, you are invited.
Open invitations to a lot of, we respect and admire a lot of people. Who else?
I mean, on my like very short list, I love Angela Rose, Angela Rose Home. Again, it's somebody kind of like Bailey who I admire, who created this whole sub career for herself. And I think that's empowering and amazing. I mean, she has all these amazing things going for her, and she is very raw and true on her social media. I mean, I think that's it's really neat to see. But what I'm really impressed and fascinated by is the ability to literally just take this idea and turn it into a whole career for yourself. I love that.
Okay, Angela, you're invited. I also added the entire cast of Schitt's Creek. All of you, any of you, please come.
You did not say cast. You said the characters. They had to come in character.
I would take the character or the actual person. I would.
Come in character.
No, and Jay Shetty as well. Come talk to us.
I love Jay Shetty. His Instagram pulls me out of like the funk that you can tend to find yourself in. I find myself like immediately after watching like the news or something that's kind of like, ugh, I will go look at his Instagram for a quick little like pick me up. Cause I think he just is always putting out really nice content.
If you gave us 10 more minutes, we'd have 1,000 more names. Please keep pinging us. Let us know if you'd like to be on the show. We do. We love talking to people. We love hearing about anything and everything. That's why this has evolved.
It has evolved, though. You're right. I feel like I think back to the first day of filming. I was very sweaty and very anxious and not feeling like this was even remotely something I'd enjoy. And then I'm not even kidding you. Like today, I'm still very sweaty. This was the wrong choice in shirt.
It's fine.
However, I'm very anxious still. But I'm enjoying myself. And I do look forward to these, you know, recording sessions. I look forward to the feedback from people. It's really cool. And it's not just the like, oh, it's so good feedback. I love when people have real, true feedback, like ideas, thoughts. It's awesome.
Agreed. Thank you so much to all of our listeners and to our team and to our guests. We are very much grateful for season one and looking forward to season two.
stay in touch with us. We're still going to be posting on our social, so you can keep in touch with us there and look forward to season 2. Dos.